105 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
To have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Father, we worship you this day as we glorify and magnify your holy and great name. You're a mighty God, an eternal God, an everlasting God. You, Heavenly Father, sanctioned and declared all things. You fashioned everything, Heavenly Father, and you said, Heavenly Father, it was good. So now, Father, we who are your children, created in your spiritual image, we stand before your holy and great presence, honoring you today. We pray now, Lord God, by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now, Lord God, breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Minister Bale, Reverend Bale, Reverend Weston, to you, the Antioch family, those that are visiting with us this morning, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching us as we stream live on the internet. We greet you yet again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the 100th Psalm, verses 1 through 5. The 100th Psalm, verses 1 through 5, and we have it on our screens, where we find these words which are recorded. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endured to all generation. Thank you. You may be seated. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endured to all generation, inclusive. I like that part because we are living in a prophetic day and a prophetic time. Generations and generations have sought after and seek after our Lord, our God, our King. He is our provision, our provider. He is our way. And for that, we look to him for everything that we have accomplished and are doing in life. I want to use this morning for a topic, good news revealed in a joyful noise. Good news revealed in a joyful noise. We are certainly living, my brothers and sisters, in a day and in a time when all of the things that we hear every single day is disturbing news or it's bad news. And there seemed to be no good news being reported anywhere at any time. For we are now living in a global community. And what has now impacted other nations has now impacted us here in the United States as well. But all is not lost. For there is some good news for you this morning. And that good news, Bruce, comes from the Word of God. It does not come from Reverend Mathis. It does not come from theologians. It comes from God, infallible Word. 66 books, my brothers and sisters, written by approximately 40 men of diverse background, all colors, covering about 1,500 years. For God's word is sustaining as well as life transforming. For if we open our eyes, and we all should, to those who would hear, we would hear a word from the Lord which is life changing. You cannot hear God's word and act the same way. You cannot hear God's word and live the same way. You cannot hear God's word and do the same thing, because God's word is life sustaining and life transforming. My brothers and sisters, the gospel we preach is called the good news. And whenever we hear the good news, there should be a response concerning what has been said or proclaimed. Think about it. All of the good news that the history of the Bible reveals and the history of the Bible has recorded. Think about all of the things that God has sanctioned, declared, and all of the things that God has decreed. Think about it from the very foundation of the world, how God, in his powerful hand, did a magnificent creative order. We can look easily at the book of Genesis and see how this great creation was established, affirmed, declared, and decreed for each and every one of us. And how this order established was established when God created the heavens as well as the earth. And how God moved upon the face of the waters and said, let there be light. And God saw that the light was good. And in that Genesis 1 and verses 10, God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And then in that 12th verse, and the earth brought forth grass and herbs that yield seeds according to its kind, and the trees that yield fruit whose seed it is in it according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And in that 18th verse, it states, and God said, and to rule over day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, God saw that it was good. And in the 21st verse, God created the great sea creatures and everything living and move, with which the waters abound according to their kind, and every winged birds according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And I want to skip down to verse 31, where it states, and God saw everything that he made, not man, that he made, and indeed it was very good. God, my brothers and sisters, created the natural order of things, and when God created it all, God said it was very good. After God had finished that work, he looked at what he had made, and then God said, it's very good, Brother Martin. It's almost like a Rembrandt painting, or a Picasso looking at the work that they have accomplished and the work that they have done. And he stepped back and he's admired everything that he has done. And he admired what he has done and he said, this is good. I've done something great. And God, in his marvelous creative order, not just this world, but the entire universe that we have no comprehension of. All we know is what the scientific world has discovered. But what God knows and what God has declared and what God has proclaimed, he looked at everything that he had created and God said, it's very good. Not just good, but very good. For what God made, my brothers and sisters, had no flaws, had no defects, no blemishes, no imperfection. God saw that it was very good. As believers, we should have a sounding affirmation concerning what the Lord has done by saying what God created was not only good, but what God created was very good. Sometimes we forget how great our God is. Sometimes we forget and we take for granted all the things that God has done for us. Sometimes we forget how blessed we are. Sometimes we forget that we have all the amenity that no other nation has. Sometimes we simply forget how good, how very good God has been in our life. And we sometimes don't want to acknowledge how good God has been to us. Not just good. But God has been very good. My brothers and sisters, there should be a joyful noise how the Lord has been very good to you as well as for me. In my life and in my family and in my health, the Lord has been very good to me. In my finances, in my health, the Lord has been very good to me. I don't care about COVID. I don't care about monkeypox. I don't care about all of the things. God is still good. God has a way of turning things around for your good. And what it says, my brothers and sisters, when folks talk about you, when folks criticize you, it's just a building block because God says, I'm turning it around for your good. You will never have a testimony in your life if you have never gone through something. You will never be witness to anything that happened to you in your life if somebody ain't talking about you. But when you have been bruised, battled, and scorned, and the Lord says, I've got your back, now you can say, my God, our God is very good. Our God is very good. My brothers and sisters, now I know and now I understand the effects of the 100th Psalm. For the psalmist says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, because of the Lord has been very good. Make a joyful noise. As I begin to examine the very first word in the 100th Psalm, it says make. I stopped and I pondered the question because in the beginning God began to make. See, God has a way of taking what was established in the beginning and show you in the psalm how he did everything. And then when you put it together, you see where God is going for your life and mine because God is in the making business. God made you different, wonderfully, for you are uniquely precious in his sight. And so not only did God make all of these things by speaking into total existence, we can use a word called bara, how God create all things from non-existing things. How in the world can a God that we...
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281.